Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, soak it up for a second. Soak it up.
Beauty.
Beauty.
I call it art in motion, whatever it's called.
I don't know if your microphone is connected, Crowder. I hate to do that on a very big, important broadcast like today, but it seems as if you're just talking into the ether in your room. I may be wrong.
Reinhardt must have did it. He did everything else.
You sound so much better. You sound like a championship broadcaster now. A South Florida hockey dynasty. It's hard to believe that we're in the midst of that, but we are in the midst of that. I'm sorry, but yes. If you go to the Stanley Cup final three seasons in a row, win it two consecutive times, you'd be hard, in my mind, again, unless you define a, well, you know what? Now that I'm saying it, what did the Heat Big Three, was that a dynasty? Or is a dynasty like 8 or 9, like Celtics? Like, you know what?
No.
I got to think about this. I am no longer at 203 prepared to declare ourselves in the midst of a hockey dynasty.
What are you doing? Three Stanley Cups, two wins.
I know, but is it a dynasty? Yes. Were the Heat, was the Big Three a dynasty?
Yes. Easily. Four championships in a row, two in the middle. That's a dynasty.
Well, you didn't win four championships, though. You went
four appearances.
You went to four, you won two. You went to three with the Panthers, you won two. That's a dynasty.
No, no. I'll tell you by six. I got to figure this out. Admittedly, not the way I started planned on starting the show. It was going to be a little more celebratory, but I kind of caught myself in the air going, well, wait a second. Have you really thought this through? Is this actually a dynasty?
It is.
Well, dominating, we may be in the midst of a South Florida hockey dynasty right now as we speak. Couple things. Someone, this is Elite Marino, so you know he's a Dolphins fan. He tweeted out, now he believes we're in a dynasty. South Florida has really had a dynasty in basketball and hockey before the Miami Dolphins have won a playoff game. Now, If you do believe that the Panthers are in the midst of a dynasty and the Heat was a dynasty, we've been in or through two sports dynasties in the amount of time where the Dolphins have not even won a playoff game. That's almost impossible for a major city.
Yes, and the Dolphins, I think the Dolphins set up Miami with sports dynasties, and now the Heat and the Panthers have taken over.
Chris Johnston, NFL insider for the NHL insider for the Athletic, pointed out the Panthers spent more time leading during this Stanley Cup final than any previous team in history. Kind of goes to what Solana was saying yesterday when I was saying, hey, maybe this series deserves a seventh game. And Solana was like, no, they have skated the Oilers off the damn ice this entire series. And now that it is over, and over in six, this Panthers team dominated them. Just dominated them up and down. I know Oilers fans are probably doing the, you know, like the poking, do something thing to Connor McDavid. I've seen a whole bunch of Connor McDavid, James Harden mashup picks on online. Like that, there's something to be. There's questions to be asked. I saw a great tweet today that said Connor McDavid better feel lucky that Stephen A. Smith and the rest of the pundits are not as into the NHL as they are other sports. Yeah. Because Connor McDavid would be the topic of discussion. He is the superstar of the league, and he has been thrown in the trash two seasons in a row in the finals by this same Panthers team.
Do you look at the Lightning a couple years? What is that, 2020, 21, when they were winning a bunch of them? Or were they a dynasty? Because if they're a dynasty, we're a dynasty.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would call them a hockey dynasty. I really have to come up with what my parameters are, because when I think of the, like, the dynastic Celtics, how many championships in a row was that, Solana? Do you recall? It was like 9 or 10, 12?
Bill Russell won 12 or something like that.
Yeah, over the course of however many years. Like, I don't know. I'm going to ask people smarter than me. And it's not going to be any of that. You three guys, Jimmy, Solana, or Crowder. When I say I'm going to ask people smarter than me, it's not going to be anybody on this video feed.
So Hawk, they had all those stats out there about back-to-back, you know, Stanley Cup wins and all, and they went back 30 years. I can't go back to 1947 when the Montreal Maple Leafs won, Toronto Maple Leafs, whatever, three in a row. How far are we going back when we're setting the parameters?
Well, no, you just have to decide what you think a dynasty is. In other words, is a dynasty, do you have to go to seven finals in the course of a decade? Do you, like, it just depends what you consider a dynasty. If you consider back-to-back championships a dynasty, then they've hit it. Like, they did it. If you consider three trips in a row, I'm talking World Series, Super Bowl. If you consider it a dynasty to go to three finals in anything in a row, then they've done it. I just don't know if that's my personal definition of a sports dynasty now that I say it, because a dynasty has to be the most elite of the elite sports franchises. I think the Panthers are that, by the way. I just think it might be too early to say. Now, to say that they are in the midst of a dynasty, I feel comfortable saying that, but they would still have to go to another couple finals over the next. Like, I don't know what's going to. I was going to ask, Josh Pell's going to join us. George Richard's going to join us. I was going to ask them, like, what stops this Panthers team? For me, it's one of two things. Either you lose key players. Now, even if you lose Sam Bennett, and this is going to sound silly, you still have most of this dominating roster intact.
Mm-hmm.
Sergei Bobrovsky, for me, is the linchpin of everything. Matthew Tkachuk is the engine. Did you see what Matthew Tkachuk played with during this Stanley Cup final, during these playoffs? Did you see what he revealed last night in the post-game interview?
What did he say?
He has been dealing with a torn abductor muscle off the bone. Mm. They didn't know if he would literally be able to take the ice for round one. Matthew Tkachuk is the heartbeat of this team.
Yes.
And one of two things stops this Panthers train. Fatigue, which is a legit possibility, or losing key personnel, which I don't know how much you could possibly lose. I mean, obviously, Sam Bennett is out there, and Brad Marchand is out there, but man, they are so deep and so talented that I kind of feel like the only thing that gets in the way of this team is fatigue at this point.
They played three straight Stanley Cup finals, and it seems like they were fine. To your point about losing guys, I think it might be salary cap, because you know what happens with championship teams.
Well, I'm saying the only guys who you're going to potentially lose are Bennett and Marchand of the big name guys. Those are the only guys. And again, I'm not poo-pooing either of them.
Yeah.
Sam Bennett, maybe you saw, pretty important guy.
Yeah, Conn Smythe. It ain't easy to get the Conn Smythe there, Hawk. Sam Bennett's a hell of a hockey player.
But they are deep. Like, you're not losing Tkachuk. He's under contract. You're not losing Bobrovsky. He's under contract. You're not losing Barkov. He's under contract. Solana may want to lose Ekblad. I don't know.
But on that standpoint, don't we trust Bill Zito enough to go find not another Sam Bennett, but somebody to jump in that line that can mold with them? That's what a dynasty is to me. when you have the owner that's going to spend money, you have the GM that knows what the hell he's doing, and you have the head coach that knows how to get a bunch of damn good players to play well. And it seems like we got something rolling.
Well, what a night last night. Solana was there on the ice after they won the cup. He interviewed some of the players, and we're going to listen to those interviews. Josh Appel interviewed some of the players right after the game, and we'll listen to some of those today. How long, like, who did you interview, Solana?
A ton of different guys. Carter Verhaeghe, Evan Rodriguez, Nico Mikkola, Dmitry Kulikov, just to name a couple of them. And Hawk, I know, you know, when talking about dynastic qualities and whether or not this is a dynasty, you want to interview people who are smarter than you, and that's fair. But if you want to ask anybody who's drunker than you, then I feel I'm very qualified for that position right now.
You're going to declare them a dynasty?
I am declaring them a dynasty right now, 100%. Yes.
I have to tell you, the videos coming. I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying I'm not. I got to figure out what my own personal parameters are for a dynasty. I got to figure that out. The videos coming out from downtown Fort Lauderdale, the Elbow Room, are just unbelievable. AJ Greer started a F Edmonton chant from the balcony, which is, I mean, I don't know. Most athletes take a higher road when discussing the competitor, but AJ Greer went all out. I loved it. Brad Marchand, there's a great picture of him going, someone wrote, "You are not prepared for the summer of Marchand, South Florida." He's got a cigar. He's on the beach. He's got like the cup. He's got a cigar in his mouth. He's got in one hand a beer and like a vodka, something like he's got two drinks in one hand, cigar in the mouth. The sun is shining, and it is Brad Marchand just getting ready to begin the summer of Brad in the midst of South Florida, which is just delightful.
I got to DM him, Hawk. I got to DM him. I need some of this work.
Well,
two drinks and a cigar.
Yeah, it is. This is heavy duty work if you can get it, man. It is really something what's going on at the Elbow Room, which is so great. I mean, just this whole, the way South Florida parties. I don't know if you saw Sam Reinhart. He lives in a community. A lot of people know where he lives. His lawn, his front lawn this morning, there it is littered with hats. People are throwing hats on Sam Reinhart's lawn because he had the Hattie last night. He actually had more than a Hattie.
Is there a four
I don't know.
Name?
What's four? When you score four, what is that? Is that more hat? What is that?
Cowboy hat? I don't know.
The way South Florida celebrates this, the way the Panthers celebrate with South Florida. Solana has a viral tweet. Solana was at the arena last night about 1:30. Who was it? Sasha Barkov that came back out?
Barky comes out with the cup at 1:30.
So
everybody's
gone. It's all employees left.
They're doing a party up in one of the suite levels. All the employees had already left the ice. They're all celebrating. You hear the music. They have a DJ. And some of the Panthers players had already gone up there as well. But other guys are still in the locker room celebrating with the cup.
Sasha Barkov comes out to hoist the cup for the Panthers employees who are still around. You know, the people, I'm sure, like Adeline, you know, the people that we deal with on a broadcast basis, and their front office and all that stuff. And so Solana tweets it out, like, how effing cool is this? Barky out here celebrating with the employees 1:30 in the morning. Solana's tweet, I think it's got like 100,000 likes on it already, but they showed it on the Pat McAfee show. They showed it on Dan Patrick. They talked about it on Dan Patrick. Solana's been reached out to by every, you know, social media head for every of, you know, from the NHL to Spittin' Chiclets on down. Because it feels unique. And again, I don't know how other teams celebrate the cup. It feels unique. It feels like the Panthers are genuinely interested in South Floridians, fans, and employees They're genuinely interested in having everyone celebrate with them. And I know a lot of championship teams want to be celebrated. They want people, fans, to celebrate them. And it feels like the Panthers want to celebrate with us. And I think that's unique in sports.
Does it have something to do with the fact why Canada hates Florida teams and that we're these new teams and we're not the historic hockey teams, and the Panthers players know that, and now that they've turned this franchise and this hockey world around, that now y'all are backing us, we got y'all's back too. It's we don't have Edmonton fans. We don't have Toronto fans. Now we have that. We've gathered fans like those big Boston's and Chicago hockey towns, and we're going to fool with y'all because y'all fool with us.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that because I'm imagining, like, the guy to ask is Brad Marchand because he won one in Boston, which is a hockey city, man. And now he's going to experience one in South Florida. And I'm curious how he interprets the way fandom in hockey works in the two cities. Be very interesting to find out when it's all said and done.
He was the toughest person to try to get to on the ice last night. When I tell you, you know, like Luongo's out there, everybody wants to talk to Luongo. Bill Zito has a crowd of people around him, obviously. Barkov, Bob. When I tell you there was hundreds of people around Brad Marchand last night on the ice the entire time he was there, like it was so impressive to see, like, his family, but then just you felt it, like, this dude's a big deal in the hockey world.
This dude is a big deal. Yeah. Wins a cup with the Panthers in a half a season. Jimmy, by the way, tells us, in hockey, a player scoring 4 goals in a single game is often referred to as a haul or a poker. While haul is more common, poker is also used, especially in some circles. Let's use that over the next week as we talk to everyone, Plagans and Billy Lindsay and Randy Moeller and Goldie. Right. Let's use haul as if we know what we're talking about and just see if they're, you know, if they know like we do, you know?
I thought about it, man. I have a problem with the Conn Smythe Award.
Because?
Bill Zito should have got it. I don't know. We had sometimes.
Okay, well, work on this. Work on this. I have this.
He should have got it.
I have this for 4 o'clock. We do Road to a Repeat. Today will be the final one, I'm guessing. But I created a list. You guys work on this for the next 2 hours. I created a list. The 10 things, people, I think are most responsible for the Panthers winning back-to-back Stanley Cups. I have a list of 10.
Oh, got my first 3.
And Bill Zito's in there. I'm not telling if he's 1, 10, 5, but I know who your number one is. But go ahead, work on that, and at 4 o'clock, we'll go over them. We'll see if any matches. And you can do this at home, too. We don't care what your answers are, but it'll give you something to do for the next couple of hours. let's get a quick look at the headlines.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Solana, by the way, is going to leave us a little bit early today. He's going to be at Carolina Ale House in Weston. And if you don't have enough money to buy yourself a drink, just go suck on his arm. He's sweating alcohol. He is lit up. He is literally
suck on his
like,
arm.
Yeah, go suck on his arm, lick the back of his neck, do anything you want. Solana said he has ingested enough alcohol to get everyone drunk at Carolina Ale House, whether you want to pay for drinks or not. So rub on the back of his knee and then bring your hand up to your tongue and just lick whatever residue you can get off it.
Uh-huh. What are we doing?
Yeah. Where will you? You'll stand behind some sort of table, keep your arms out so people can come up and lick your arms?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now we got a party.
I'll be on all fours the entire the
now,
entire
there's
game.
A tweet I can get on McAfee. If I can get people up licking his arms.
Why would you be on all fours?
I don't know.
Well, Solana will be at Carolina Ale House in Weston starting at 5 p.m. today. Now, this is for a Club World Cup watch party. Every 30 minutes, starting at 5 p.m. today, every 30 minutes, Solana will give away a pair of Inter Miami tickets. They play Monday night, Club World Cup, Hard Rock Stadium, to 9 p.m. start. So no matter how late you have to work or where you're coming from, you're going to make it in time, and you'll get to see some messy action, hopefully. So if you want to win those tickets, or if you just want to celebrate today, everybody feels like being out and celebrating with people, go to Carolina Ale House in Weston, beginning at 5 p.m. Solana will be there. And there's going to be Club World Cup games on the TVs there, and yeah, great beer specials as well. So do that today. Headlines real quick, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
When a player scores a hattie, everybody throws hats, obviously. When a player scores a hole or a poker, what do we throw? Condoms?
Interesting.
I was going to go with playing cards, but I see where you headed.
Mm-hmm. Money? Underwear?
My wife. like, here.
Whoever you came with.
Did you guys know? Maybe it's because I got caught up in, you know, the partying down the final seconds, the final minutes of the game. Did you guys know that the Oilers scored?
Yes.
Oh, I did. I'll tell you why. Yeah. Because I had that Conn Smythe future on Bobrovsky. And the only chance I thought that he might win it over Sam Bennett and over Brad Marchand is if he notches a shutout. So, yes, I did. I did. But I had I had impure interests. Oh, also, I had bet the over. The over was 6.5. That made it 6 or... Did they have another empty netter after that? I forget. I think that made it 6.
Yeah, it did.
And even Kenny Albert on the broadcast. And by the way, Kenny Albert at TNT, how effing great is he? But he mentioned the moment it became 6, he goes, well, that's going to be very interesting to a lot of people watching this game. And it was because people had the over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it weird that they pulled the goalie? Then Rhino scores and they put the goalie back in. Like, that's going to make a big difference in this whole. I don't know if you know what the hell he's doing.
Yeah. So I guess because, you know, I'm taking video and the fans are going crazy and you're kind of trying to figure out, like, you're looking right, at the bench. Like, the guys
the scoreboard
are
wrong.
And out of nowhere, I didn't know. Hawk, I swear, I'm down on the ice. I thought it was a shutout. And I kind of glanced up for a second, and there was still a scoreboard up in at a part of the arena. And I'm like, wait, 5-1? What?
Look at this. I've got word. Very important sighting at the Elbow Room. That is Brian Baldinger. Brian Baldinger is at the Elbow Room celebrating.
Bandwagoners.
I hope he does a film breakdown from the Elbow Room.
Baldy's breakdown. Here we go. You got cigar in one hand. You got the vodka, the beer.
Hey, did y'all get the Go Cats text from people that you haven't talked to in a year and a half? Like, leave me alone.
Amazing how many people were watching last night. Like, text just from, people that I hadn't heard from in a long time. Like, I had something to do with it, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, I woke up with, like, 27 texts, and I was like, who the hell are these people? No names, just Go Cats. Congrats on your Cats. Man, I don't know who you are. Leave me alone.
You sure that wasn't me?
I had a rough one last night because after the game, you left. I stayed around for the media meal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I should have trusted the press room meatloaf.
Hmm. Oh, meatloaf.
So Lana had two slabs of meatloaf and two chicken cordon bleus in the span of 15 minutes.
Hey, Hawk. He moved in his own house. That refrigerator is barren.
It was unbelievable. Luis Zabala told me that Cuño knocked down a chicken cordon bleu. That's breaded.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Crazy.
I usually eat less when I'm out. I don't usually eat more.
I thought meatloaf was an odd choice anyway, but I didn't want chicken cordon bleu because I don't like ham. Isn't there ham inside there? I'm not a big ham guy.
Crowder revealed he has never eaten ham ever.
I have not.
No, the sandwiches. You've eaten an Italian sandwich or nothing like that? One of those little cold cuts?
Mm-mm. Not with ham.
Bacon. But bacon's not ham?
Bacon's not ham, I don't think. I'm talking about like ham off a spiral ham. It just looks uncooked to me. I don't know.
What's the Thanksgiving one? The
honey baked ham?
What? You've never had a honey baked ham?
Yeah, I've seen them before. They don't look appealing.
Oh, I got to bless you. I'm going to bless you next Thanksgiving.
Give me a honey baked turkey.
They're delicious too.
Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever heard? A 50-year-old man has never eaten ham. I never will
because obviously I haven't eaten it by now. Like I will go my life without ever eating ham.
That's weird. And I don't know why do people do that. If I get to a certain age, I might as well not. No, it's just indulge.
Well, it's not that I'm not making a conscious decision, but I'm just extrapolating. If I've gone 55 years and never felt the desire, I can't imagine. What do you think I got left? 20? I can't imagine over the next 20 years. Like every meal is sacred. Why would I waste one on ham? I've gone 55 years without it.
It's when did you get? When did you have Whoopi the first time?
Ooh, 339.
So,
but there's a difference, though. So, I was always on the quest for Whoopi. I have never been on the quest for ham.
Just saying. But if you I went 20,
I just couldn't find it anywhere. I can find ham everywhere. I saw ham last night. They buried it deep inside a chicken.
But those first 19, 18 years, whatever it was, you didn't have. No Whoopi, but then you got the Whoopi and you enjoyed the Whoopi. You might enjoy the ham.
Well, I've watched movies on Whoopi before and knew I was going to like it. I've seen cooked ham before. I've seen cooking shows on ham before and never did the same thing for me.
You researched the Whoopi in the past.
Oh, I was like Zach Thomas studying game film, man. You want to know a Baldy's breakdown?
Man, like you've never had a jamón ibérico? Like that? Oh, that's crazy, man.
Say some of the more Spanish words you use because they got the little minced ham and the croquetas. There we go.
You've had a ham croqueta.
But I don't get the ham
croqueta. Well, then you've never had a croqueta. I mean, you just have it.
That's not true. There's all different kinds.
It is true.
You get a broccoli croqueta.
There's all kinds of croquetas. You can get a cheese croqueta.
You've had a cheese croqueta, but then you've never really had a. If you haven't had a croqueta de jamón, then you've never really had you've never had like a tortilla española with jamón ibérico inside of it. I mean, just the finest things, man.
No one's even
the
heard
finest
of
things of life.
Ropa viejo, isn't that ham?
That has nothing to do with ham. No, I've had that plenty.
That is not ham. What you've had a ham burger.
Ropa viejo jamón.
I have.
You've had a hamburger.
That's right. Well, if I see that on a menu, I'll check it out.
What about a honey baked ham?
No, we covered that, Jimmy, just about 30 seconds ago.
Oh, okay.
Jimmy, you really do not listen to this show.
You guys talk very fast. I'm going to keep up.
Come on, Jimmy.
Right, I want to talk with George Richards. Do you have anything else in the headline? Solana, Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, also a big win last night, too, if anybody was paying attention. Merv is 0 for 5, though.
And Hawk, just so you know, the Florida Panthers were leading 1-0. I know you missed that first goal because the Marlins game didn't end until around 8:42. But just so you know, the Florida Panthers did score in that first period. They had 2 goals in that first period because the Marlins won, of course, yesterday against the Phillies.
I couldn't flip over. I had this big home run by Wagaman. Big ding
dong. Yeah. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows will be in the low 80s. That is your weather.
All right. George Richards is going to join us in the next segment. We'll get some actual Panthers talk from him.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, they were celebrating last night, Pink Pony Club, in the locker room. But there was another team who did that this season, right? Was it Carolina? I think it was Carolina that was using Pink Pony Club as like their celebratory song, but the Panthers did it last night, celebrate the cup.
Who is this?
This is Chapel Roan.
This is a celebration song?
This is a no, not at all. That's what makes it funny.
this is weird.
I don't want to get into the whole story of Chapel Roan because it's a great story, but we don't have time. George Richards is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline, and he covers the Panthers for FloridaHockeyNow.com. They've got all the coverage you're going to need during this exciting time, all the way through the parade on Sunday. George Richards is with us. Hello, GR.
Well, hey. Hello. Hawk.
Solana's worn me down. Solana's worn me down with the GR crap, and so now I'm just doing it.
He can do that to you.
Yeah. Just wears you down. George Richards is with us. So now that it's all over, and they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups, can we begin this discussion? I said I was going to ask people smarter than me, and believe it or not, you're one of them. Does South Florida have an NHL dynasty on our hands?
Yeah, you know what? There is that argument going on, and a lot of people, you know, want to say, you know, you're lowering the bar. Because when you think of dynasties, you think of, you know, Edmonton back in the 80s, right, with Wayne Gretzky, or the New York Islanders won 4 straight, the Lakers, the Bulls. We're going to find out because, listen, the Panthers, yeah, they may not win the Stanley Cup next year. They may not three-peat, trademark Pat Riley. But, I mean, this team is all, you know, most of these guys are signed. They're locked down. This is going to be a contending team, and they're probably not done. I think it's a great start to what could very well be a dynasty in the NHL. I mean, they've been to the finals 3 straight years. you know, they're built to go deep in the playoffs. And hey, after what they just pulled off, nobody wants to play them. So their style isn't going to change. So why not?
I'm not going with Gio. No, I'm going with George. That's what I'm going to ride with.
Thank you.
Give him 2 weeks. It'll be GR.
GR in 2 weeks. George, were you surprised last night? Because I thought it'd be a better game. They pulled a goalie.
Yeah.
Rhino scores. They put the goalie back in. It almost, I don't know, like, did they give up? Did they, was the physical thing, like we kept talking about, did it catch up with them? I thought there would be more fight out of the Oilers last night.
Yeah, so did I. And I thought there'd be more fight was when they were at home in game five and Florida did that to them. I mean, it was 2-0 going into the second, and if you're Edmonton, A, you're depressed because you can't beat these guys, and two, you're like, well, it's only 2-0. We're very lucky it's only 2-0. Florida completely dominated that game from start to finish. They were lucky to be in it. And yeah, you could see a little bit of that. They were worn out. That's what Florida does. They do it to everybody. That's why when we talked about in the regular season, right, we were talking about, oh, you don't want to play X, Y, or Z. I was like, no, you know, you can't beat the Panthers in a 7-game series. I mean, a Tuesday night in the regular season, that's one thing. But to play this team day after day after day, it just sucks the will out of you. It sucks your soul out. And that's what happened to Edmonton. They had no answer for the Panthers. Their big guns at the end of the thing were done. Florida just, you know, did whatever they wanted to do. And that game last night was not close.
George, I'm going to go over to the NBA for a second. When you think back,
why are you calling him George? I'm doing GR because of you. You wore me down. Now you're going to call him George?
Yeah, a little played out, so the GR thing, let's be honest.
Old, tired. I'm not doing that anymore.
Man, I didn't think I'd get that reaction out of Hawk that quickly. I said, George, your eyes lit up. Like
I'm like, what is this guy doing? I'm throwing him a bone here.
When I think back to the Bad Boys Pistons, late 80s, 89, 90, they win two titles. They kept Michael Jordan from winning his first titles. They kept Michael Jordan, the next great one in the NBA, from being able to get over the hump. And I think, you know, it adds to the mystique of the Bad Boys Pistons. When you think back in a couple years on this Panthers run, aside from who knows what else they'll accomplish, these two titles specifically, will they matter more in the lore of the NHL world because they kept the next great one, the next wonder boy, Connor McDavid, from getting his first Stanley Cup?
Yeah, if you're looking at Edmonton, you know, we're in the prime of Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, and they're now 0-2 in the Stanley Cup final, and both, yes, at the hands of the Florida Panthers. Listen, Connor McDavid's the best player in the NHL. And Florida held him to what, one goal in this series? He didn't do a whole lot in the series last year either, but that's what Florida does. You look at some of the great players in the NHL, Artemi Panarin last year for the New York Rangers, he had one goal. The Tampa Bay guys don't score against Florida. Florida shuts down all the big guys. I definitely think that, you know, when it comes to Connor McDavid, the NHL's been waiting for the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup, not only, you know, because that's a storied franchise, but to bring the cup back to Canada. And he hasn't been able to do it, and it's because of the Florida Panthers. Nobody else has beaten Edmonton in the final because they haven't gotten there. That's a pretty good point that Florida has kept them from doing it and kept him from doing much of anything in them.
What? Speaking of that, to piggyback Solana's question, George, did Edmonton let Connor McDavid and Draisaitl down? Because to your point, they're the most talented, or they would be called the most talented, but they don't have enough depth. Florida went out like the Marchand edition, Seth edition. Like, they were moving. Did Edmonton move like that? I think they let those guys down.
No, you know what? Edmonton was very active at the trade deadline and made some good moves. Listen, they lost one of their top guys. They lost their number three guy, Zach Hyman, to injury in the previous round. So that hurt them, right? You can't lose a guy like that. That'd be losing like a Bennett or a Reinhardt or something like that for the Panthers. Let's also not forget that Florida had Matthew Tkachuk on LTIR, which allowed them to bring in guys with $10, $12, $15 million worth of contracts because, you know, Seth Jones was able to come in. He, you know, had a $7 million cap hit that Florida didn't have. Brad Marchand comes in, you know, two and whatever, you know. So I think Edmonton did everything they could. Florida was just a much, much better team, and Florida is the best team in the NHL. So I don't know that the Edmonton management let those guys down by putting the team that they did. Florida just was much, much better, and they're better than anybody. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
George Richards is with us. And again, you can read all his coverage, floridahockeynow.com. And again, you got a parade on Sunday, and you got all the postseason write-ups that he'll be doing. And so if you're craving Panthers content, and who isn't, floridahockeynow.com. So I said to Crowder and Solana and Jimmy at the beginning of the show, one of two things stops this Panthers train, either fatigue or the loss of key players. It's one of two things, because I don't think you can figure them out. It's pretty straightforward as to how they play. So what is going to derail them? Who do we have to be concerned about losing during the offseason?
Well, you've got the three big ones, right? Sam Bennett, Aaron Ekblad, and Brad Marchand. And, you know, Nate Schmidt's, you know, I guess number four. He had a great year. He's going to get a bounce back kind of contract. I would say, I mean, I don't know. Listen, Bill Zito last night says he thinks he can keep all three guys. And if Bill Zito says that, I'm you know, okay. Well, that's like, I guess he does. And Bill Zito has worked magic in the past. We don't know what the Panthers have up their sleeve when it comes to Marchand, Bennett, and Ekblad. But just looking at it without knowing all the numbers and what they are talking about behind closed doors, I would think you keep Bennett, you keep Ekblad. Marchand was kind of a luxury, a bonus that kind of came to you at the trade deadline. You keep your core guys and you move forward. And fatigue. Hey, listen, I talked to Sam Reinhardt about it. He goes, they like these short off seasons because you just start working out in August and you're fresh and you're ready to go. But you saw this regular season, right? We were talking throughout it. You know, there were question marks about the Panthers, and it was like, guys, they don't care about the regular season anymore. It stinks if you're spending $300 on a ticket to see them play the Detroit Red Wings on a Tuesday. The truth is they don't get up for it. They don't care about it anymore. They just want to finish, you know, somewhere in the playoffs, and then when the buzzer goes off, they're ready to go. And you know, I don't know what's going to slow this train down. The salary cap maybe, but it's going up. So the Panthers should be just fine. We talked about the dynasty at the very beginning of this. That's why the Panthers look like this could be sustainable and should be sustainable, because you've got all your key guys signed and the salary cap is going up and you've got your guys locked into very good numbers. This is just a masterclass in putting a team together. The Florida Panthers are just a machine right now, and they're doing it off the ice and on the ice because they're built. Every team in the NHL wishes they had this team right now.
And quickly, George, like we heard, like Udonis Haslem took less money to stay with Miami Heat, and Dwayne Wade, Bosch, and LeBron took less money to get together. Do hockey players do that? Would somebody say, "I'll take less money to stay with this team"?
Yeah, they do actually, and they do. They have done it to stay with the Panthers. You look at Sam Reinhardt earlier, you know, last summer. He took a deal that was below market value. Sasha Barkov, when he signed that 8-year deal, he could have gotten 11 or 12 million somewhere else. I mean, he took 10. I mean, it's, you know, obviously I would have taken 10 too. I mean, I'm not greedy, but you know, these guys have been taking, you know, under market value to stay together. And that's something that Bill Zito preaches, is that, guys, we're going to offer you something fair, but it's fair in the fact that we all get to stay together. It's that's how we make this work. There's only X amount of dollars, right, as a salary cap. How about we all get rich together and stay together and win and have a blast doing it? And they've sold that to these guys, and they have bought in. You see that camaraderie. You see it right now in Fort Lauderdale this morning at the Elbow Room. These guys love playing with, you know, playing together and being teammates and being friends and all that kind of stuff. They look like little kids out there goofing around, right? And yeah, and that's a big part of it. There is something to be said about being happy and enjoying your life and sharing that with each other. And that's what the Panthers have done. And they are, you know, giving up a couple bucks here and there to do it.
George, I am going to petition the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman, to actually move their headquarters into the Elbow Room for the foreseeable future. Would you get behind me on that movement?
Makes sense.
Yes. Gary Bettman, though, the problem is they don't have air conditioning. So Gary Bettman's going to schvitz a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I'm out
suits.
Now, too, because I schvitz.
Yeah. No air conditioning at the Elbow Room. And if you're, you know, if you didn't bring your cash roll, you know, you're in trouble there, too. So maybe they take the second floor. Maybe take the second floor and put one of those, you know, window unit.
A little window unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, get a little window unit over at Sears. Get a Kenmore. And or Kmart, whichever, and you're ready to go.
Great reference with the Kenmore.
Zayers, whatever.
Zayer, yeah. Mervin's. George, Mervin, Rich, real quickly.
They didn't sell Kenmore at Mervin's.
I know. They only had clothing, but still a great reference. We're so up against a break here. But real quickly, did you have the chicken cordon bleu or the meatloaf in the press room last night?
I had the Flanagan's Lunch Club. I did not eat at the media meal.
Wow, you are not a media member. If you are choosing to pay for a meal rather than take the free one that the team offers you, you are not really a member of the media.
Yeah, I had the meal there game three, and that was my last one. So
yeah, I made a big mistake with the meatloaf.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I made a big mistake. Milk was a bad choice. All right, we'll see you, George.
Bad choice.
George Richards, FloridaHockeyNow.com is the website. You can get all your Panthers content right there. Do not go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.